When Ron Williamson arrived at McAllister on April 29, 1988, the H unit was being discussed but not yet being built. Prison officials wanted a brand new death row to house their growing inventory of capital inmates, but the legislature wouldn't spend the money. Ron was taken instead to F Cell House, home to 81 other condemned men. F Cell House, or the Row, as it was commonly called, comprised the bottom two floors of a wing of the old prison house, or Big House, a mammoth four-story building constructed in 1935 and finally abandoned 50 years later. Decades of overcrowding, violence, lawsuits, and riots led to its inevitable closing. In the vast, empty, and decaying Big House, only F Cell House was used, and its sole purpose was to house condemned men in a lockdown environment. Ron was processed at F Cell House. He was given two pairs of khakis, two blue short-sleeve shirts, two white t-shirts, two pairs of white socks, and two pairs of white boxer shorts. All the clothing had been well used. It was clean, but with permanent stains, especially the boxers. The shoes were black leather work shoes, also used. He was also given a pillow, blanket, toilet paper, toothbrush, and toothpaste. During his very brief orientation, it was explained that he could purchase other toiletries, along with food and soft drinks and a few other items, at the prison commissary, better known as the canteen, a place he was not allowed to visit. Any money he received from the outside world would go into his account, from which he could purchase his canteen. A man's canteen was his private little stockpile of goodies, something he protected fiercely in his cell. When he had changed into his prison clothes and completed the processing, he was led to the wing, or run, where he would spend the next several years waiting for the state to execute him. His hands and ankles were cuffed. As he clutched his pillow, blanket, extra clothes, and other items, the guards opened the huge barred door, and the parade began. Above his head, painted in large black letters, was his address, Death Row. The run was 100 feet long and only 12 feet wide, with cells packed together on both sides. The ceiling was 8 feet high. Walking very slowly, Ron and his two guards proceeded down the run. It was a ritual, a brief welcoming ceremony. His neighbors knew he was coming, and the catcalling began.
New man on the run! New meat. Hey, baby!
Arms hung through the bars of the cell doors, almost within reaching distance. White arms, black arms, brown ones. Lots of tattoos on the arms. Act tough, Ron told himself. Don't show fear. They kicked the doors, yelled, called him names, threw out sexual threats. Always act tough. He'd seen prisons before, and he'd just survived 11 months in the Pontotoc County Jail. Nothing could be worse, he thought. They stopped at cell 16, and the noise went away. Welcome to the Row. A guard unlocked the door, and Ron entered his new home. There's an old saying in Oklahoma that refers to someone incarcerated at McAllister. He's doing time at Big Mac. Ron stretched out on his narrow bunk, closed his eyes, and couldn't believe that he was locked away at Big Mac.